Tangled String. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A tangled string. How many of our lives are like a tangled string? A tangled string is sort of hard to get released, hard to get freed. And the more we pull at the knot, the tighter the knot gets. And of course, basically, that's a good idea. For a knot is supposed to be tight. A knot is supposed to be firm. A knot is supposed to be secure. Something that we can depend upon. But if we want to loosen the knot, we want to loosen the string, we want to loosen it so that we can use it again for another purpose or for the same purpose, we want to release that knot. Somehow, get that knot freed. Well, now, we use our teeth, we use our fingernails, we use the fingernail file, we use our knife, we use all sorts of things to free the knot. Now, many people free the knot very easily by just sort of twirling the string into a firm hold and then sort of easing it easily through the knot. And it comes out. And when they easily bring it out, it comes apart and they can separate it. And the string no longer has to be tangled. It no longer has to be knotted. Some people dampen the knot, because if the knot is dry, the knot sort of makes it tight. And if the knot is damp, the knot is loose. Now, there's many ways to take a knot off, many ways to untangle a string. But what is the simplest way to untangle a string? Many of us are familiar with our iPhone, our iPod, our earphones that we have for our MP3 players and what have you. And in the process of putting the earphones on, the wires seem to get tangled up a little bit. And as the wires get tangled up, we sometimes wish it were an easier way to keep them from being untangled, from being tangled. And so we roll them up gently on our fingers and we put a clip on it, or we do many other things. But a tangled string, a tangled cord, a tangled anything, merely means that we did one thing. We did not put it away properly. Now, how many things in our life are like that, that we don't put away properly? We don't put these things away properly, and then we wonder why it is that they don't function as perfectly as we'd like them to function. We wonder why it is that we have the tangled strings, we have the tangled cord, we have the tangled aspect of it. It takes just a half a minute, or a quarter of a minute actually, to coil up a string or a cord or something and make it so that when we use it the next time, it'll be readily available. But so often we just casually take the cord, the string, and we jam it in our pocket, or we put it in our purse, or we throw it aside until we're ready to use it the next time. And when we're ready to use it the next time, there it is, all tangled in its own knot, in its own uncomfortable position. Well, it's something that we do to ourselves. We do this to ourselves because we do not take the time to do everything that we do right. We say, well, I'm in a rush. That's right. Well, you may be in a rush when you want to use it again, too. If I always learn to do everything right as I do it, then the next time I want to do it, it's all in order and beautifully placed. Habit is a lot like the tangled string. Habit is a wonderful, beautiful thing. We have a desk, and in our desk, we have our pencils and various other items that we keep there, and in our drawer. And we have a little tray for them sometimes, and sometimes we make some order. But when we have a tray or a desk or a drawer or something that has order to it, we can always find it when we want it. We always know where to find it. We always know where it's been put, how to get a hold of it. We know how to go after it. We say to ourselves, now the last time I used that pencil, I put it in the drawer. The last time I used that pocket knife, I put it in the drawer. The last time I used that eraser, I put it in the drawer. The last time I used the paper clips, I have a little cup for them in my drawer, and they're in there. When I'm done using a paper clip, I take the paper clip. It takes a half a second, and I open the drawer, put it in the paper clip drawer, and when I need it, there it is. A tangled string is that same way. If we would take a moment after we're through using it and gently roll it up or prepare it so that it will not be tangled. We don't prepare it so it will not be tangled. We prepare it so it will be easy to use. And so as we prepare it so it's easy to use, it's easy to use. Now, do we do this with everything? Do we really care about everything? Do we really manage everything in a beautiful way so that whenever we want it, it's always the way we like it? If we don't do that, if we haven't made that into a habit in our life, then we've got the habit that we haven't got time. We've got the habit that we're always so busy, we're always so rushed. We have the habit that things just don't work out for us for some silly reason. And the silly reason is that we haven't taken the time. Do you want to take the time to live your life in a most spectacular way? Do you want to take the time to live your life in a way that is most rewarding and revealing to you? Do you want to take the time to create habits, to create patterns of action in your life so that everything falls beautifully into place? Do you take the time to say to yourself, I always drive the speed limit whenever possible? I always drive the speed limit whenever possible. You can't say always, because sometimes you have to slow down, sometimes you have to speed up a little bit, but basically you drive the speed limit. I drive the speed limit whenever I am out driving. Now, that of course leaves the link for when it's necessary for you to speed up or slow down. But if you build a habit in your mind, I always drive the speed limit. I always drive the speed limit. I am a careful, skillful driver. I drive with genius. I drive with magic. When you think these things about yourself, you'll drive beautifully. And when you don't, then sometimes you'll create yourself a tangled web and you'll speed up. Have you ever noticed how if you don't have cruise control, you're a foot on the throttle seems to make the accelerator go further than you want to, and you're speeding. All of a sudden you look down and you say, wow, what am I doing up there? And you back off. But the thing is, if you build a habit, if you build a pattern, if you build a habit of untangling your web of thinking, untangling your web, your foot will always go to the right speed. Your body unconsciously will drive what you want to drive. If you are of a habit of driving at the speed limit, then you will drive at the speed limit all of the time whenever possible, and you'll drive at the speed limit in a harmonious way. You won't say oops and back off and whoop and you go forward and oops and back off. We've all driven behind drivers who drive in that very sad way, and we think that they're going to go the speed limit, and then all of a sudden they're talking and they go slower, or you think they're going to go the speed limit, and then all of a sudden they take off and they zoom along, and they're thinking about, oh, I got to go faster, and then they get the conversation going and they start slowing down again. And people who have not built up good habits, and the habit is in the mind, and the mind trains the body. Your body does all sorts of things. You do thousands of things when you're driving. You do thousands of things throughout all of your life. And these thousands of things that you do, you're not conscious of it. Isn't it a wonderful thing? We're not conscious of it. We're not conscious of what all goes on in our mind, our body, our thought, our being. And so We can drive perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully at all times if we choose. And as we do this, we find that instead of having a tangled string that is sometimes fast, sometimes slow, instead of having a tangled string in which we do things cooperatively and uncooperatively, in which we do things that are wonderful or not wonderful, we find that we build a habit. And in that habit, we're always doing things that are wonderful and cooperative and beautiful and supportive and in every way desirable for what we'd like to do. You all know about my three cats now that I'm raising in my house in the Hermitage. And these three cats are getting better every day. And Rex. And Rex loves to go and look at the cats. And as he smells the cats, they roll over on their back. And they're not fearful of him in the slightest. And he takes his paw and he sort of paws at them with a gentle paw like he does with us. But his paw is so big, sometimes he forgets his own weight. But he doesn't really do it. The cats, I have no fear of him. He paws at them a little bit, and he feels like they're his big brother. And truly they are. The cats have built up a relationship with him. They built up a friendship. They built up a feeling of confidence in him. I built up a feeling of confidence in him. I built up a feeling of confidence in the kittens. I have their kitty litter box out, and they do their duty in the kitty litter box, and the house is fresh and wonderful. You hear of some people who have cat urine in their house, and they have this and they have that from unkept cats, and you wonder, oh, didn't they have a kitty litter box available to the cats? When the cats wanted to go potty, weren't they accustomed to going potty on the kitty litter box? You have to build habits for cats. You build habits for people. You build habits for everyone in doing things that make life a very happy, joyful experience. I never have to worry about picking up or cleaning up after the cats, except for their toys that they love to drag around, pull my socks out or turn over my shoe and crawl inside of it, or as they climb up on the chair or on the bed or something, and but they're doing good things. They're doing beautiful things because I create them in my mind doing beautiful things. And they are a reflection of my creation. Now, here they are, an autonomous object that runs around and does things on its own desire. And I say I create them? That's right. All the world is a creation of my thought. All the world is a creation of what I do. And I can have a tangled web for a world, or I can have a easy flowing line for the world. I can have everything in order, and I can have everything peaceful and beautiful, because I put the cause in motion, I put the thought in motion, and all is in divine order now. I put the cause in motion that the kittens are orderly, and the kittens are wonderful, and they have a lot of fun together. And I put the cause in motion that they can do just about anything, and they're just having a great time. And that Rex has a great time with them, and Little Love has a great time with him, and that every one of the people here at the monastery have a great time with the kittens when I bring them up at breakfast and lunch and dinner sometimes. And everyone enjoys them, because the kittens are independent, but yet they don't mind being loved, they don't mind being held, they don't mind being caressed, but then as soon as the thought comes to them, hey, I want to jump, I want to play, I want to leap, and away they go, having a great time. Well, if you want, you can train your cat to stay quietly in your arms as long as you want him. You just have to know what buttons to press. Now, the buttons can be mental or physical. And if the buttons are physical, then without touching the cat whatsoever, it will stay gently lying on your chest. If you have thought that the cat is only going to come and stay for a minute and then go off on whatever it wants to do, that's what it'll do. If you think the cat's going to come and sit on your chest and stay there for an indefinite period, as long as you think you'd like them there, then that's what they'll do. You say, well, cats don't do that. That's true. Traditionally, cats don't do that. But traditionally, people don't do that. traditionally, life isn't that way. But we're not working on a tradition. We are working on our cause and effect. A thought that I put in motion for a situation that I want. I am the master. I am the one who makes the decision. And so I say how I want to work with my pets. I say how I want to work with my world. I say how I want to work with my strings and cords and how I want to put them away wonderfully and beautifully and perfectly. And lo and behold, all works out in divine order. I don't need to have a tangled string in my life. For my life is filled with every good, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic thing that I could ever desire. Have a lovely day with your untangled string, with your condition that you have put in motion by your thought alone, as I have mine. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.